Mad Matt, where are you? None of this would have happened if Mad Matt had been here. It all started a couple of months ago when I decided to patch the muffler on Tess's van with some cheap crap you buy in the auto parts store. Oh, it worked okay. You just smear it over the hole and it hardens like metal. Mad Matt would have laughed at me, though. Matt would have said, "Well, the old muffler and put on a new one." Of course, he would have had to repeat what he said about 6 times. Eventually, I would have dragged him into the house so Tessa could translate. Then I would have said, "But I don't have an arc welder." And Matt would have said, "Just use clamps." If I had done that a couple of months ago, the pipe would have been strong enough to support clamps. But no, I fiddle-fucked around and let the problem get worse. I gave it a gallant effort a month later when that spreadable metal broke at the union between the pipe and the muffler. This time I cut strips of aluminum from an old license plate and screwed them to the pipe and muffler like a series of brackets. That was almost as strong as a weld. Then I slapped on more metal crud, and it held for another month. Of course, it also weakened the pipe, banishing any hope of using clamps to secure an actual new muffler. So anyway, on Monday, we're hauling ass to the store when the van starts to sound like Molly Hatchet's horse getting castrated. I looked at Tessa. Guess my muffler spam gave out again. Tessa said, "Call Midas." And that's another thing. If she had said that in the first place, my bike would never have gotten bent, maybe. So it's partly her fault. Long story short, I threw my bike in the van and took it to Midas and rode my bike home. Tessa's ex-husband stayed with her while I was gone. I got some exercise. Tessa and Mike got to plot how they're going to ground Sean for effing science again. I hauled ass home on my bike because Mike needed to go somewhere, and I needed to see whether my old pickup would start in case I needed a jump start before he left. To my surprise, it started right up. I wanted to let it idle a while, but its fumes get into the house and mess up Tessa's breathing. No problem. I popped it in gear to move it to the street and drove right over my bike. Not just the rim, which can be straightened easily. Right over the pedals. Right in the middle. Got the back rim, too. I could hear Matt cackling in my head as I dragged the bike's carcass from under the pickup. I parked on the street and returned to the bike. I've fucked up a few bicycles in my time, so I knew what to do. I straightened the back rim, then I got a big fucking rock, a BFR, and straightened the one pedal arm that was bent. Didn't look too bad. I could still ride it. It doesn't even look all that crooked, except that the back wheel goes down the street sideways. Tessa had the biggest smile on her face when I went inside and told her. Mike at least had the decency to look away and laugh. "You found that bike on a railroad track anyway," she said. "Exactly! It was free! It was priceless!" Now, if Mad Matt had been here, he could have followed me in the pickup and given me a ride home. My bike would still be straight. Why didn't Tessa think of that, too?